More than 700 players have been on Major League Baseball active rosters this year. Now, while that seems like a pretty modest-sized group, consider the MLB umpiring corps. It's about a tenth of that size. But they, unlike the players, can't go 3 for 4 on their calls and expect it to be a good day. Hello, everybody. Hope it's a good day for you. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and help support the show quickly, securely, and remotely. Again, WWIB.com. We've had a week-long conversation with veteran MLB umpire Mike Malinsky out of Tacoma, Washington, about his profession and his personal faith in Jesus Christ, and he is back one final day on S&C today. Mike, thanks for taking the time. Well, let's go back and share your umpiring story, how you made this very unique small group in the umpiring profession. How did that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I started when I was, I went to umpire school in 99, and I was in my senior year of college, and still wasn't quite pushed where to go, still didn't quite have a direction. And so then got into 99 after talking to a couple of college guys and high school guys up here, and saying like, hey, man, we've watched you work, and we think that you're raw, but we think that you being 22, 23 years old, like this is a perfect age for you to just go give umpiring professionally a try. And I was like, you know what? I really had nothing to lose. I really didn't. And the only thing that I had made a promise to my parents, which they asked me to do the same thing. They're just like, you are 2 quarters away from graduating from college. So if this is something you want to do, you just have to promise us that you're going to go back and get your degree. And I was like, okay, I can do that. I'm not going to just dive into professional baseball and not fulfill that commitment. So I was able to do that within my first 2 years of being in the minor leagues. But in 99, like they decided, you know, I went to umpire school and they threw me into the Arizona League. And then just every year, 2000, 2001, you know, all the way up to 2003, worked my way up through, you know, low A, short season A, high A, double A, got the triple A in 03. And then that's when Major League Baseball started, you know, that's when they send their supervisor staffs out to start looking at potential prospects on their Major League roster. So in 2003 was AAA and then go to the Fall League. 2004, you go to spring training and then you get your first games. I got my first games in 2006 and then got hired in 14. So, I spent 8 years going up and down in the minor leagues between, you know, going and working, filling in for guys that were hurt or on vacation at the big league level, and then going back down to AAA. And some guys have a shorter minor league career. Some guys have a longer one. And I'm just grateful that in 14, they decided to give me the opportunity to be hired full time. It really was something that I was working hard for that I really didn't have control over outside of just my ability and how I carried myself and what I could do as an umpire, both on and off the field and as a man. But it was something that we celebrated. My wife and I celebrated because we had a young family and she had just chosen to stop teaching so that she could be home with our ever expanding family at that time. And there was a lot of uncertainty, but that was a big step out in faith for us on both ends, both for myself and both for her. And just continued to work through the big leagues and then finally got a chance to work in the postseason in, I think, 17 or 18. And now here we are in 21. Given the opportunity to work the World Series, and it's been an amazing ride. It's not anywhere close to being over. I still have quite a few years left in my career, and I'll continue to go out there and give it my best until I can walk off the field here in about, you know, 15 or 20 years. But that's, you know, that's the short version of what my baseball and umpire career has been at the professional level.
All right. Yeah, you're only 44, so you've got a lot of time left, good Lord willing, to do some umpiring in the major leagues. Mike Malinsky out of Tacoma, Pacific Northwest. That's where he and his family live during the baseball season. Of course, he's on the road all the time. And, Mike, thank you. As we catch up with you, thanks for taking all this time to talk about umpiring, Major League umpiring, about the World Series, that experience, your first, and, of course, about knowing Christ and letting him live in you and through you, through the Holy Spirit. Mike Malinsky, God bless you. It's been an honor.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.